AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Exit polling in Virginia finds the governor's race is still too close to call between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin. An AP VoteCast survey finds the economy and jobs were top on the minds of voters, with COVID-19 and education well behind. New Jersey Democrat Phil Murphy was facing a challenge from Republican Jack Chattarelli, while new mayors are being selected in New York, Boston, and Seattle. So far across the nation, there are no reports of any major election problems. Our Norm Hall reports.
There were few reports of voting or equipment problems other than sporadic power outages or polling places opening late. It's too soon to gauge the effects of new voting restrictions in place. In a few states, voters encountered tighter voting rules. Florida and Georgia, voters faced new ID requirements for using mail ballots. I'm Norman Hall.
Parents across the country are waiting to hear from the director of the Centers for Disease Control. She'll make the final decision on whether youngsters ages 5 to 11 can get Pfizer's COVID shot. Today, an advisory panel voted yes. Dr. Jefferson Jones says children need protection.
In total, there have been over 1.9 million cases of COVID-19 reported among children aged 5 to 11 years.
Democrats say they have a deal to lower prescription costs for seniors. This is Senator Chuck Schumer.
It will cap out-of-pocket spending at $2,000 per year, ending the days where a life-changing diagnosis could mean thousands upon thousands of dollars in new expenses.
The measure's part of President Biden's social spending bill, still under negotiation. Yahoo says that it's pulled out of China, citing the challenging business and legal environment there. In sports, Georgia, Alabama, Michigan State, and Oregon topped the first college football playoff rankings of the season. Stocks ended higher. This is AP News. Scores of countries have pledged to end deforestation and limit methane emissions at the Glasgow summit, but there are concerns those commitments might not be kept.
Among them are several countries with massive forests, including Brazil, China, Colombia, Congo, and the US, and two, Gabon. Gabon's president, Ali Bongo Ondimba, tells the COP conference, for his people, there's no future without a healthy forest.
Together, we will keep the forest standing and the door open for our children and their children.
Campaigners say they need to see the details to understand the agreement's full impact, as similar ones in the past have failed to be effective. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook says it will shut down its facial recognition system and delete the face prints of more than a billion people, citing concerns about privacy and the potential for government misuse. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.